For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Junk Sports, a big show today. Big show, lots of stuff to talk about. Oh, man, sports world is insane. Tripoli's coming in hot. Yes, I did refer to myself in third person. Joining me in studio is the one, the only, Jason Tebow, a.k.a. Red State Teeb. And we've been having a bunch of celebrities coming in, and we decide, you know what? We're going to go even bigger this time. Welcome back to the show. The one and only, the knower is the lover, Fight Nanny.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
I miss you.
I miss you, too. Glad you're back on the show. A lot of good stuff to talk about. We're going to get into it. I'm coming in hot right now. I've had too much caffeine. I'm ready.
I'm about to get loaded up on caveman coffee.
I'm about to. Guys, let's pay the bills real quick. BetDSI, BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. That's right. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 betting cash, and you will get your $10 in 1 to 2 hours. Make some bets. I almost killed it. I almost got a nine-fight parlay.
You hit a what, 10-thing parlay?
Only two. It was Alvarez and Lesnar, and I won $550.
$550?
On a $25 bet.
What?
Yeah.
You bet $25 and on a two-thing parlay?
It was actually Cormier, too, but it dropped out, so I would have won $759, but it went down to $550.
Oh, but you had bet Cormier?
Yeah.
You're lucky because you would have lost that bet.
It was Gabe the banker helped me with all my banks, and he's crazy.
Hold on. I gave you some
No, you
stuff.
Did too. Remember I helped you? Remember I sent you screenshots from him? His were all crazy, like underdogs, so I was really scared.
Did
so
they
like,
all win?
So I was like, can you help me with some safe ones?
Yeah.
Actually, I should go back and look. I haven't
we
even
should
seen.
Go back and look at that. Maybe we should Gabe the banker to call in. Sammy, we also BetDSI.com. All right, guys. Also, Caveman Coffee. Go to Caveman Coffee. Use Punch Drunk, and you'll get your 10% off your Caveman Coffee needs. Tebow's drinking a little tea right now. Is that the tea?
It's the third time you said it's tea, and it's the third time I'll tell you it's coffee.
It's coffee. Drinking that coffee.
Keep Walked in. He's like, you got a tea. No, it's coffee.
It looks like coffee.
It's the biggest coffee I've
it
had.
It looks like tea.
This is coffee.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree on that one.
It looks nothing like tea.
I am
It
all
is 100%
over, I'm
coffee.
I'm all over the place right now. I'm coming in hot.
What is that, a beer? A Coke. Team's drinking a beer. It's clearly a beer.
And also Amazon, the big Amazon week's coming up. You can get tons of discounts. Go on Amazon, go on punchdrunksports.com, click our Amazon links, use us to buy all your stuff during the big Amazon Prime sales coming up very soon. I'll get you those dates another time.
It's time to start Christmas shopping, guys. Only 190 days left till Christmas. Why not go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link, and buy that fucking pig wife of yours a fucking dress?
Hey, dude, it's called Amazon Prime. It's their big, like...
What a great time to get ready for Christmas.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Or Hanukkah, or whatever your fucking ghost fucking angry people in the sky holidays you celebrate.
Yeah, I celebrate. Today, we shall... honor the angry people.
What
in
do
the
Armenians
sky?
Celebrate? Do you guys celebrate? Are you Christmas?
Yeah, dude. We're the first country to recognize Christianity as our official religion.
Is that true?
Yes. You want to know a fun fact? I do an Armenian bone marrow registry.
I've seen
a charity
it
event. I've been doing it for 13 years. This will be year 14.
Mm-hmm.
The reason...
A lot of hot people in that audience.
Yeah, the guys are fucking sweet.
No, not the guys.
Dude, that's what you're talking about.
The guys are all like, hey, get into my white SUV. They all have your car. The entire parking lot, it looks like a white SUV.
Yeah, if you're
like
Armo, you gotta get white.
You know when you drive out to Carson or Glendale or whatever, and it's just all the auto dealerships?
Yeah.
The parking lot looks like that for white SUVs
Bro,
when you do your Armenian.
Get in my car.
No one can tell whose car is who.
Yeah, everybody's just beep, beep, beep it. So the reason you have to do, the Armenians have trouble with finding matches for bone marrow is that we have a very unique genetic makeup. And the truth is, the reason it's so unique is because Armenia is surrounded by nothing but Muslims. And they don't get along with Muslims. So they would only fuck themselves. So we are the hillbillies of Eastern Europe. We're Alabama of Eastern Europe.
And this
Mississippi of Eastern Europe.
And this surprises
you. Do you get what I'm saying? We fuck our family. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
You get that?
I get that. So this surprises you.
No. Why is it surprise? I'm the one saying the facts.
I know.
I know the facts. Why would I be surprised by my own facts?
Well, people can say, hey, I've just found this out.
It's today Tuesday.
Yeah, but people can be like, hey, I found this out. Isn't that surprising? I mean, people are, you can have information that surprised you when you got it.
Yeah.
You didn't invent this stat.
Well, I found this out.
I know.
12 years ago.
But was
2 years into this thing. I'm raising money for hillbillies.
Were you surprised when you found it out, is what I'm saying?
Nah, man. I think everybody likes to get weird with one cousin. I think everyone's got that one cousin. We're like, if no one found out, I'd hit it. I think we all agree on that.
Everyone's got one good looking cousin.
One cousin. You're like, nobody knew, I'd crush it.
I'm the good looking cousin.
Your family's fucked.
Yeah, I know.
So also, a lot of good stuff. Punch Drunk Sports, the podcast channel, the all-comic sports podcast channel, is up and running. We are finding the best comedy sports podcasts, and we're bringing them all under one website. You want to be a part of it? Let's say you don't do a podcast. Man, you could write for the website. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click the little banner where it says, where you see the monkeys typing. Click that. Get the email. Hit up Johnny. Write for the podcast. Write for the channel. Be a part of the revolution. And we're getting all the best. We got Tom Segura, Adam Hunter, Ian Edwards, and the list goes on and on of guys that we are adding. We're constantly adding to the thing. Tebow has a big announcement. He is going to be doing a daily video blog for the NFL every day on his phone because he loves being on his phone. He's going to do a quick 10-minute catch-up on what's going on in the NFL. You can only see that one place, Punch Drunk Sports.
I'm going to update that.
Talk about that.
I'm going to do a 3-hour blog every single day. 3 hours. This is a 2-hour podcast. I'm going to do a 3-hour blog. I'm going to do a 6-hour blog every single day.
That's great.
On what's happening in the NFL and the NFL only, and specifically only in the NFC South.
Okay.
So if you're a fan of the NFC South and only half of the teams in the NFC South, I'm going to be doing an 8-hour blog about two teams in the NFC South every single day on punchdrunksports.com. So if you're a fan of 10-hour blogs about the Atlanta Falcons, I'm going to do a 12-hour blog about one team in the NFC South.
Brought to you by meth.
Brought to you by meth.
Now, guys.
The one drug I only did once. Two drugs I did once. Meth and opium. And heroin. I snorted heroin once.
I never did heroin, thank God.
I snorted it once.
I did Oxycontin once. Was like, what is this about?
What do you think about that?
It sucks. It's like, hey, dude, I just want to sleep. Anyone want to take a nap? Fuck that noise.
Yeah, I didn't care
Meth
for that.
Meth is like, hey, dude, I found this awesome porno. Let's watch it for 8 hours.
Dude, I went to his... That was back in the day of pot, like when you had a pot guy and you'd go to his house and like, you'd kind of like, what's the etiquette to hang out here? Because I just want to get my weed and leave. And he's like, hey, man, I'll go get your ounce ready for you. If you want, you can do a bump if you want to do... I knew of meth, but I'd only done coke. And it was like Friday, and you're like, and I'm like, yeah, I could do a fucking line and then fucking bounce out of here, kind of quick pick me up. And I did it, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude, that's the worst fucking coke. He was like, oh, that wasn't coke, that was meth. I was like, God damn it.
That's how I was.
Yeah, there goes Friday. There goes Friday.
Meth is like they worked out all the kinks. Okay, this is, go with this thing. Coke is
I'm
Dane
gonna
Cook.
With you.
Coke is Dane Cook.
Okay.
Meth is Chris D'Elia.
I don't really follow it.
They worked out all the kinks.
Oh, now I follow you.
Get it?
Okay, I get you.
Get it?
But the problem is, they didn't work out the kinks, because what a lot of people about coke like is I can get off this train if I want to.
Who wants that?
I actually liked...
You're not a real cokehead if you're like, I'd love to get off this.
No, I'm a fucking drinker who wants to do like 2 to 6 lines and then fucking be okay. I don't want to be doing coke for 18 straight hours sitting in my underwear. I don't care to do that. Yeah. I want to get hammered. I want to sober up a little bit so I can continue drinking.
If you want to get off coke... You might not be a cokehead, okay? I'm like, go, 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 go. That's all I wanted to do, dude. And then you hear those birds outside, quick, quick, quick. You're like, fuck you, birds.
Oh, those birds
Stop
are the worst.
Ruining my
you know what's worse
outside?
Than the birds? People pushing strollers and jogging at 7.
Yeah. You're like, ah.
I know, I'm walking back from 7-Eleven with 2 40s, waiting for them to open at 6.
I don't want to get into it. Real quick. Super excited. I don't have the list here. I'm fucking pissed. But the Patreon, you guys are killing it. We got about 20 guys now. Guys, be a part. There is a plan. You just heard about the Punch Drunk Sports podcast channel. This is going to help grow that. Be a part of this whole thing. Go there. Donate $1. Donate $10. Donate $20. Tebow. You were talking about some cool incentives for the Patreon. What do you want?
Number one, do you have a favorite NFL team? How would you like me to do a 16-hour blog about that team 4 times a day? The numbers don't even fucking match up. I won't even sleep for you. If anybody donates $20, I'll blow my brains out live on this show. That's a big one. Sam's going to bang the fight nanny for a $1 donation right here live on camera. Who wouldn't want to see these two bags of puke fucking stick their sticky
Where's
parts
this
together?
Coming from?
We're very good looking.
We're friends. Why are you doing
I'm making us money, Sam!
Okay, I will bang the fight nanny for $20.
Ari would approve of this.
Ari would approve of this.
Yeah.
Ari and I will bang the fight nanny for $30, and then she'll go on stand-up shows and talk about it.
He won't pay $30 for me.
No, but somebody else
I'll
will.
I'll get the $30.
Oh, so, you mean he won't take 30? Yeah.
So, so for $20, you're gonna get a T-shirt, right? Is that what we're talking about? $20, you get a T-shirt.
I think I actually have it here.
$30, you get a T-shirt, yeah. And Tebow will call up anybody you hate and just lay into them.
Yep. anybody you hate, I will let them. I will harass them. I will call them more than once. It's not just like I'm gonna call them. Hey, Dave says. Keep your bike out of his yard. No, I'm going to make them change their phone number. I'm going to make people move. I'm a booger you can't get off your finger. And I'm going to keep it that way.
How about this one, dude? How about this one? For $50, you get a T-shirt. You get Tebow calling your people you hate multiple times. And the fight nanny will have phone sex with your father. How much you love your dad? Get your dad a fucking gift of phone sex with the fight nanny.
And that's a gift that keeps on giving, because she'll nag you to death. She will just...
It's good to have everybody back in the studio.
I think we said for $50, any host will record your outgoing voicemail message.
Yeah, I'll record that shit. You want me to say something? You want me to yell people, why would I lie right to your phone?
For $18, I'll move in with you. For $20, I'll leave. So now you're at $38 just to have me come over and leave.
Go to patreon.com, patreon.com/punchdrunksports. Get in. Be a part of the revolution.
But that helps us, that helps us do all the different things we want. Some of these bag of bets that we are getting into are expensive. That helps us make the merch
T-shirts
that you guys want to buy. All that kind of stuff that helps out the show.
Oh, by the way, a guy wants to do our whole... He wants to basically make our merch website.
Yeah, I've been talking to him. You've been talking to him?
The Husky? Or, mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think of all that?
I think it's boring content for a podcast, but
okay.
I think...
You don't want to talk inside baseball?
I know. I think it's good. What about this exciting news? Now, guys... Ari's not here to do it, so it'll just be Sam and I. But I think Ari is at the Edinburgh Festival all...
No. I think he's in Calgary right now
yeah.
for Stampede,
yep.
Which is a famous...
You went to that last year? Or did you go to that last year?
No, I went to Calgary. I did stay. I did.
Wasn't he at this, or have you done this before? I remember one.
No,
of you
I was out at this. The Yuck Yucks, and I'm gonna go to I'm gonna go to Stampede.
I'm gonna be at Puke Pukes, but I'll talk about that later. Go ahead.
Yuck Yucks. Calgary has Stampede, and it's basically this country western festival where people just fuck on the streets.
Yeah, it was you that told me that.
I just want to be there.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to jerk off in the corner.
You?
Yeah.
Man, you're really
just whacking off.
Yeah, really. You're really just redefining your character, aren't you?
I love it.
Somebody new every time I see you.
Yeah, dude, I'm just a weird guy, and I'm fine with it. I've gotten to such a great place in my life. For the first time in my life, I'm happy.
And
no, I wouldn't say my life. Business-wise, in terms of professionally, this is the happiest I've been since I had my TV show on Spike.
I'm pretty happy right now, too, with a lot of things. Stand-up-wise, comedy-wise, I think I'm just at peace with a lot of things. For the first time in a while, I don't have a gun in my mouth. I just have a knife to my throat.
Oh, that's cool. That's much better because you got a chance. Someone yelled the other day, "Hey, dude, there's been no screaming, shouting, or walk-offs lately."
Well, we're just be patient.
Give it time.
Ari.
Give it time.
Ari will be back to light up somebody like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And you know who that person is.
Usually me.
I don't know why he gets to you. He does get to you.
I have this whole theory.
What is it? Because he knows it, and that's why he only goes at you and never goes at me.
Ari tries to act like it's not, like, done on purpose. Like, he's psychologically doing this shit on purpose.
Yes, I know that to be true.
And it goes back to even why we're not on his show. And he'll say what he wants to, and I'll bring this up with him here. It goes back to our days as young comics at the Comedy Store. It all goes back to that. I love him to death, but it's everything's dumb. And this really dawned on me one time when I was talking to Dave Taylor was talking in the back of the Comedy Store, and someone was bringing up, and he was talking about the project that he has with Ari, and something about retribution, getting back at people. And he goes, "No, Steve's cool. Ari definitely holds grudges and definitely thinks about how to get back at people all the fucking time." And I go,
"Do you?
What?
Do you?
Do I?
Yeah, do you think you do?
Do I hate people and try to get back at people?
Yeah.
You know what? There was a time. No, now it's moved. I swear to God, it's moved forward. There are people who are blatantly disrespectful to me that, like, 5 years ago, I would be fucking consumed with. Now it's like, everything's going great. Why worry about it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the phase of that. I'm in the in-between of the two.
It's really helped me at the comedy
store. Some I can't let go of until they're dead, but then there's some that I've actually been pretty good at letting go of.
It's really helped me with this transition at the Comedy Store, in which I feel like I've kind of gotten back to where I was before.
I feel the exact same way. And the weird thing is, it's like a lot of good things are coming from that. I haven't done anything but just change my perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that's not true. Not being hammered every night and not being there 7 days a week and not being there for 8 hours a day.
Dude, that's huge, not to be there all
huge.
The time.
Yeah, that's huge, too.
And not to get in the middle of the drama and the politics.
But I'm so mad I missed that fight.
I didn't miss the fight. I was in it.
You weren't in it, but you showed up at the end.
I was in it for the most part.
I watched the whole thing.
Don't worry about it.
By in it, you mean you were at the front bar till it ended and everybody's being pinned to the ground and you come up. You're cool, bro.
Yeah.
You're cool. Tripoli's seen what he needs to see.
Totally.
Why did this guy get beat up?
Because
they're all on meth or coke or something.
They're coked out of their skulls. Yep. And by the way,
thought that they were not even on coke, but they're like they didn't even have coke energy. They had more energy than that.
They thought that?
Because yeah,
this guy who's always at the comedy store on coke's like, "No, dude, that was coke. That was." I do a joke about it. I was talking about it on stage. Like, "Dude, that wasn't coke. That was PCP. Who comes to a comedy show on PCP?
No.
Who's
That's
still
a dumb
doing
thing
PCP?
To say. Yeah.
Who's That's like, "Oh, man, dude, what do you want to do? Let's go start first. Let's smoke some angel dust."
Yeah, angel dust.
In case you want to fight cops after.
It's like all that. Yeah, and you always hear, like, you know, at some of the places we go, you'll hear some older people talking about drugs that just don't exist anymore. "Man, we were taking reds, and then we'd kill that off with a couple greens." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are reds?
Yeah.
What are yellows?"
Old people in AA meetings.
Yeah.
About that. "So I was popping greenies."
Yeah,
and
you're like,
"What?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Is it jalapenos? What are you talking about?"
Then there's the other, because I'm like right in the middle, and so are you, but then you got this other spectrum of all these kids that come in getting sober, and they're like, man, I was smoking this marshmallow dab, and I'm like, I don't even know what language you're speaking.
The only drug I miss is fucking shrooms and coke.
I don't miss shrooms.
No, I don't miss meth, but I do miss coke.
I don't miss shrooms or acid or any of those.
I make good coke, and I miss shrooms. I just want
shrooms. I can't remember the last time I had good coke.
Yeah, it's horrible in L.A. You want good coke, you got to go to Canada. They're like...
Florida.
Maybe. Why are we even getting into this? It's time for more important stuff like...
Dates! Here's the thing, Sam. We got two...
Let's do
dates on the gates. We have, so I say...
Who first sent it to us? Let's thank him. What's his...
Chuck Mafia Bricks sent it to us.
Chuck Mafia Bricks, thank you for being the only person to hear Ari's...
At Primitive
Bricks.
Recon, and so thank you. So we have two choices, and we'll start dates out the gates with, and I think Sam and I both have a lot of stuff to plug. So we'll play the first one, choice A, and then when we close it, we'll play choice B, and then...
No, I think we should go back to back, and let... We'll decide.
Yeah, but then I have to load one, wait for it, pause it, get out of it, load the other one. Like, I can play one,
okay,
and then we'll do dates out of the gates, and then I'll load it.
Okay, okay.
And then we'll play the other one.
I thought we could play it, discuss it, then play the next one.
So you just want to go over the song first before we do dates out the gates?
Yeah.
Okay. So next week, we will pick one, and then we'll play it for
it. Yeah, well, we'll choose it here, but we'll listen to them both.
Hang on, it's going to take...
Okay. I like that.
It's a little short.
It's fine, but that's what you want. You don't want super
long.
I like that one.
Well, but you'll see what I mean when you hear the other one.
75 minutes long.
God, hour three of the Atlanta Falcons.
I wish I could just hit play and then leave.
This is the gate. This is the gate. The gates.
That's a little too much meth energy for me.
I gotta be honest with you, I like that one too.
Primitive recon break reality.
I like that one a lot.
I don't know. I like both of them. I'm more of a Beastie Boys guy.
Can we hear
them
both again? Can we hear them one?
Dude, I'll play them back to back for the rest of the fucking 2 hours.
Let's hear it. This is number one. Call in. Call in if you want it.
Guys.
Gates at the gates.
See, it should almost just be that.
I want a little more jamming.
I know. That's what I mean. I mean,
no, I don't want this guy.
It's a little short.
This guy fuck himself.
It's a little short. But let's listen to it 40 more times, and we'll make it.
This is the gate. This is the gate. This is the gate.
I dude, that one.
Sam
Aaron,
likes that
thoughts?
One.
You're a white man from the Midwest. What do you think? Take your time.
I'm actually from San Diego.
and he's black.
I don't know. Voodoo glow skulls, it's a little much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying number two is too much for you?
A little bit.
Yeah. I agree.
So you want to go with number one?
I like one.
Can we, if this guy's listening, can we go, we like number one, extend it a little bit?
Yeah, there we go.
Bit.
There we go.
Bit. Okay.
How's this for an option? Dates out the gates, like Bulls on Parade. If you can do that instead.
Oh, throw that out. If you're listening,
if you're
listening, do dates out of the gates, but Bulls on Parade.
Uh-huh.
I like that. So right. We're going to go with the first one this time for our... It's time for dates out of the gates!
Dates out the gates! Dates out the gates!
Where are you going to be?
Go first. No, go first.
Okay, please stop that guy. That guy's gotten too much play. By the way, he's talked the third most on this podcast.
I don't even know how to stop it.
How about unplug it? Hey, guys, it is Naughty Show Week here in La La Land, actually in Las Vegas. Very excited. The Naughty Show starts. I start my residency at Planet Hollywood upstairs every Friday and Saturday night at 11 o'clock. Go to Ticketmaster, put in the Naughty Show, or you can go to the Naughty Show LV, stands for Vegas, thenaughtyshowlv.com, and the link's right on there. We'd love to see you there. If you're in Vegas, you're a drunk puncher, come hang out. It's going to be an hour and a half show, heavy on me, doing a lot of fun crowd work with you guys, and we're going to grow it. What it is now, Hopefully within a year it will be way bigger, and I just plan on making it crazy. Very cool. The guy, Pete, who is running the theater with me, is great. He's got a bunch of awesome shows there, and I'm so happy to be at Planet Hollywood. It's the 50-yard line of the Vegas Strip, and
really
I'm very excited about that.
Do you get Britney Spears hookups?
No, do you know I'm in that video that show's based on?
You went to tell us one time on air, and Ari interrupted you, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you mean?
So the video piece of me was done by Dana and Wayne Isham.
Okay.
Now, the video comes out right after Britney's gone crazy. Like, all that crazy shit happened. Her dad came in going, okay, everybody go home. Party's over. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, right?
Yeah.
So her dad gets rid of that crazy Arab guy that was drugging her. That's why she was crazy.
Right.
And this was the first video back, and it was a big deal.
She did that all on her own, too, right? Because her manager wasn't helping her during her
crazy time. Dad came in.
Yeah.
And told her to do
Peace
everything.
Peace of Me was, like, a really good album, though, and she was crazy still.
Yeah. But the video was based off of a video I made called Fake Heat.
It was a
comedy short that I shot where I'm trying to become famous, so I go down to Home Depot and I rent a bunch of day laborers, and I make them paparazzi, and they follow me everywhere I go. And people are like, who is that guy? Oh, my God, he must be famous. So as all these fake tabloid things would pop up, and Dana's like, oh, man, I should turn it into do something for Britney Spears.
Oh, okay.
And that's where it comes. I play the creepy paparazzi guy where she steps over me, and I get to see where babies come from.
She doesn't wear underwear either. So
no.
Could you see
Yeah,
everything?
I saw Cooch.
Cooch. That's awesome. Sam.
Yeah, so the show, so it's very weird. I'm in the same place with the video. I'm all over Planet Hollywood.
She wasn't there when I was there last weekend. You weren't there. I was like, no one.
Were you
going
to go to the
here.
Show if she was there?
Yeah, I've already seen it, but I was going to go again, but she wasn't there.
Is it a good show?
Well, I heard it's better. It's all, she's still stiff. Like, her dancers are great. The, like, background is great, but, like, she's very stiff. And,
my
like,
friend
she
is
lips
one
it.
Of her backup dancers, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, great. Dropping.
You guys know everything.
Friendships.
Everyone around Britney Spears.
Small world.
Well, you know what the biggest thing is, like, a lot of people give these entertainers shit for basically lip syncing, but it's like, try dancing and singing at the same time. I do bits where I do stand up and I move a lot and I am out of breath. I know I'm a fat old fuck.
Yeah.
But it is so hard. Tebow, are you ready for your dates out of the gates?
Is that all you have?
Yeah, that's all I got.
You have no spots this week or anything?
Well, tonight I'm at the Viper Room, Tammy Joe's show, and then I'm tonight and tomorrow.
Who booked that Viper Room thing?
Tammy Joe.
Oh, that's cool. Kyle Kinane's on it, right?
Tammy Joe.
God, I love that guy.
Tammy Joe.
Are you having a stroke right now?
Yeah.
You like that? You like that? That character on South Park that only says one fucking thing all the time. Like Hodor of lesbian comics. Tammy Joe.
Hold the door.
It took 9 years for that to happen. We get it. You're a giant retard. That's a cool show, man. That's if anybody's in town for that Viper Room, they're a star-studded of people that I love to watch. To comedy.
So you should ask her to do it. Does she ever put you in her shows?
Yeah, I do her shit all the time. I didn't know that she booked that, though. She's not even on the flyer.
Yeah, it's her show. She books it.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't even know she knew Kyle. That I love him. He's so funny.
No, you know.
Guys, I'm at the Ice House this Friday doing a Death Squad show, so if you want to come by, it's fun. The lineup's good. Red Man showed it to me last night. I can't remember who all was on it, but I remember being like, oh, cool. I'm glad I'm on that show. So this Friday, 10 o'clock, I'll be at the Ice House. I'm at the Comedy Store this week. Let's see. And I also, you guys ever been to, these are, let's try to hold it down to you. You guys ever been to Olive Country?
Yes.
Well, good, because I'll be in the Ukraine and Olive Country doing their Black Olives Matter fundraiser. Guys, it isn't just black and green, so knock on my front door for tickets. I'm at the Me Chinese Me Play Joke Festival in Koreatown, sponsored by Coke. I'll be doing a 20-minute set at the Perm Bank, so if you need to get your hair done, come by and have some laughs. Use the code HAIRDID and receive a free traffic ticket in the mail. That sounds sweet.
Guys, I'm at Monkey's Comedy Club, headlining on the porch. Tell them Dave sent you. That'll get you in absolutely at full price.
It's rude.
And finally, I'll be singing the Canadian National Anthem at the big Shit Your Pants for Freedom Festival over by the courthouse where my buddy usually has a trash can on fire. And be November 4th, I will be at Let's Comedy Club in Fort Wayne, November 4th, and I will be recording my album, Return to the Red State. And that is a real deal.
I'm so happy for you,
Thank
dude.
You very much.
It's good for you, dude.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Both Friday shows, which is Election Day.
No, it's actually 4 days after your show.
What is it, the 8th?
You're lucky, dude. Who's going to go to a comedy show during the elections?
I was hoping that they would. That would be great. That would be great. And a Holocaust. Guys, November 4th during the big nuclear Holocaust and a hellstorm, I will be recording my first album, Return to the Red State. So, Fi, you can look it up on Twitter for tickets and all that kind of stuff. It's not for a while, but I want to know.
Are you going to practice your show before that?
A couple times I'm doing it, including the first weekend of October, last weekend of September. I'll be working that out at La Jolla with Theo and a few other places. So
I think it's awesome,
T-Bow. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
I'm super excited. Have you already set up somebody to come down and record it?
Yep, I got it all set up. And they got a whole and Kyle Kinane was just there. Brian Posehn was just there. It's like a cool little rock kind of club. Real triply sort of vibe. So I'm supposed to do that there. And next week on the show, Brody Stevens to talk baseball. Steven, Brody, Steven.
I will not.
You got it.
Be here next week.
Okay. Well,
I will be in. Vegas. I'll be in Vegas actually doing a Tuesday House of Blues show with my good friend Gooch.
I love Gooch.
Gooch's smooches.
I haven't seen no Gooch in a
so
while.
So things are going great in our world. But let's get into. Have we talked enough? I mean, you know what the thing about us? Yeah, we do our business, but we keep it entertaining. Right?
Do we?
Do we? Aaron, do we keep it entertaining?
Aaron, do you?
Was that 38 minutes of pure entertainment?
I thought that was pure entertainment.
It's 30 minutes of begging for your couch. What more do I have to do? I've offered to live with you, and for an extra price, I'll leave. Aaron's the only person in this room that I haven't fucking squandered her from. How much would you cunts have paid me to leave? I'm giving you an opportunity to pay me to leave. I don't know what more you guys want from us. What more? Oh, you want us to stomp the living shit out of Fighter and the Kid? We're planning on doing that. You want us to put together a fight with Burt Kreischer and Tom Segura? Oh, by the way, I saw Christina Pajinski the other night, and she's like, what all of you guys are doing to Kreischer? Is awesome. I go, wow, I thought you were about to give me a lecture the whole other way. She goes, oh, no. Both those fat asses deserve to go at each other. I love you.
I looked at the picture. I think we're bigger than Tom. When you looked at that picture, go pull up the picture of
what
the
do you
episode.
Mean, bigger than we're taller than Tom.
I think he looked tiny compared to us.
What do you mean tiny?
The photo
I look like I have.
No, I'll show you.
I look like someone gave a gay guy AIDS. Like I
someone's gay AIDS got AIDS?
Yeah. Like I had AIDS and I kind of had it under control, and then fucked a guy who was like had a lot of AIDS.
Bigger than him?
You might be.
I like how you guys were telling him how good he looked, and Ari goes, "Let's get it straight. You're still obese." No, he looks tiny.
Yeah, he looks tiny. Maybe I was closer to the thing. Am I fatter than him?
Might be.
You guys.
Yeah, might be.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron said no.
Maybe you should join in on the hot dog
eating contest.
Stop.
Don't even get that started. Stop. Pollyanna, sick her.
No.
Pollyanna's joining us. Pollyanna, where are you going to be?
She looks so calm.
Pollyanna's the best.
She's going to be at the dog park laying on the ground, scratched, just rolling around on her back. I went to the dog park with Sam's dog and another buddy of ours' dog. And right when they get in the dog park, your dog does the same thing, which is just lay on its back and just roll around.
We call that crackhead roll.
All the other dogs just look down at your dog like, what are you doing? And then every now and then another dog will try it and go like, yeah, this is pretty sweet, actually.
Pollyanna's the trendsetter.
And can I prove a good point here? Because everybody,
prove a good point.
Everybody likes to shit on you for getting people's names wrong and screwing people's names up.
Oh, it's my favorite.
He
can we please acknowledge that it's not that he can't read. He does that with, he just got his own dog's name wrong.
Yes.
What Polyandra, he called his own dog.
He did?
Yeah. So it's not that he.
Let me touch your teeth.
It's not that he can't.
I love that.
Oh, God.
I love teeth.
Oh, God.
What just happened?
He just rubbed his fingers across your teeth with God knows how much common dog
I'm
fucking
okay with
dander.
His hands. I would never be okay with Ari. I would need to leave.
I wash my hands constantly.
So in your defense, it's not just, it has nothing to do with you being
this guy's
illiterate.
Guys, like, if I donate, will Sam get names right? No, I won't. I will. I stay true
I
to myself.
I would be sad the day you did. Yeah. Like, I would just be like, this isn't funny. This is
by the way.
What if somebody goes... What if somebody goes?
We got a call real quick. Go on.
Yeah. We don't. We could.
Oh. What if somebody. That's always the screeching breaks when there's a call of anybody. What if somebody's like, I'll donate $1,000 on the Patreon per month, but the minute Sam screws a name up, all the money goes away. Would you try?
By the way, that
off?
Would mean I would never say a name again on this podcast.
But
you'd
have
be that
to.
Guy.
You have
you'd
to.
Be that guy.
You, but you have.
Hey,
to.
That guy.
You would have to, and like really be like, okay,
you guys gotta understand.
Dave Johnson is the new pitcher.
It'd be like you'd a spelling sweat. Bee where you have to like
sound it out. Tebow, should we talk about the?
Can you use a name in a sentence, please?
Tebow, should we talk about the fight at the store this weekend?
Well, yeah. Well, I go to watch the fights on Saturday, and actually before that, I had coffee with Adam, talent coordinator from the store, on Saturday day, and he goes, you fucking miss a goddamn big fight. I go, why are you limping? I fucking tore a ligament in my foot in that fucking fight. I go, what fight? Oh, you didn't fucking hear about it? It was a 20-person fight in a parking lot. I'm like, oh, God. The one thing I've been praying for, a reason to throw fucking fists in a parking lot, just a free-for-all, just turn and punch. The two people that wanted a piece of that so bad weren't there, me and Richie. Richie? You know how bad Richie must have wanted to be in that? So we're consoling each other at this thing. Oh, we'll talk about how much you were in it, because I watched the footage of it. And that's what's funny, is like, you're out, so there's this huge fight in the parking lot.
Explain it
all. Three different... there's a guy and there's a couple brothers that have apparently what
I've
been
told. Now,
when
we need brothers, we don't need black people. No, okay, we mean actual from the same pussy.
Oh, I took it as
the
black
JJ.
People.
Yeah,
so I'm glad you
because you're racist.
Yeah, I'm a racist.
What a racist
shit,
bitch.
Gross.
Okay, it's two brothers from the same womb. One vagina spit out two. Retards.
I think people understand what brothers are.
Well, really,
they're parents. No, I know, but you just explained it. They're not black people. A man and a woman had a child, and then after that, they had another child, but it's the same parents.
They were both boys.
So they were both boys. That's why they're brothers. It's not a brother and a sister.
Thank
which
you
are
for
still,
breaking that down for me.
But a brother and a sister are still siblings. But if it's two brothers. So these guys, one, they're kicking him out of the belly room.
Right.
And he's sitting right by the door.
Yeah.
And he won't leave. And they're kind of not like heckle. They're doing this shit. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Oh, yeah. In a packed belly room, just like being absolute assholes. So Curtis, the head door guy's like, hey, man, dude, keep it up. You think I'm kidding? You're gonna leave.
I love that they're there.
And he won't leave. So then Curtis just opens that back door by the stairs, pulls his table out, and is like, you can go. And he just won't leave. So he fucking picks him up, takes him out. Now it starts on the stairs, and this guy's trying to fight. What are you going to do? Punch out a security guard and then go sit back at your table?
Cocaine says yes.
Can I get another Miller Lite? Ha ha! You're an idiot! It's like, you're gone, man. So then his brother comes running up the stairs to pull Curtis off of his brother, and then now it's a fucking melee. They're trying to pull him down the stairs, and he's holding onto that awning and just shaking the fuck out of it, which is why it was totally crooked the next day. And
I'd sue them.
Now everybody comes rolling down the stairs, and now, like, Adam's in it. Toby's in it. Feng Chao is in it. Jody, the two bouncers, Eric. It's like, and there's just piles and piles of people, like different fucking sections.
Who was recording?
The security footage. There's 20 cameras. You can't do anything at the comedy store now without
it's
anybody.
It's like POV porn. You can see any angle you want.
I didn't know there was security footage. Is that new?
Yeah.
Last year and a half,
yeah, since somebody, something happened, which we will not speak of.
Sure. And, yeah, exactly. Pretty much, yeah. I thought you were mentioning Ari getting his dick sucked in the belly room, which everybody, you know that story.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I was the fourth guy in the story. Go fuck yourself.
Right. I forgot about that.
God, I miss those days.
So we're watching the footage of it 2 days later, last night. And you see all these piles. So literally, it's like a 6 minute fight, and I watch it 5 or 6 times. And what? Each time, you can watch a different. It's almost like a choose your own adventure. You can follow a different person throughout the fight. Every single time I watch this fight. Now, what's funny is I know you're joking, but all these fucking palming fucking bozo poser wannabes at the Comedy Store. Yeah, man, I was there last night, dude. I was, like, right in it, pulling people off, like, I got kicked in my side, and, like, and then you watch it, you're like, what? You're nowhere. Like, the entire thing, you can see every single person that's involved.
Videos ruin great storytelling.
They sure do. Just, like, Googling ends. You'd be surprised how much Googling will shut your argument up.
You used to be able to lie your way through some shit.
Like, back in the day, Brent... Ernst never lost an argument.
Ernst?
Never lost an argument.
Were you just DJing there? Were you scratching?
I was making sure I got his name right.
well, you did. It's Ernst.
Brett Ernst and Sarah Tiani and Matt Nitzst.
Matt Nost.
Wow, that was actually
good. Thank you.
I mean, we got $1,000 on the line.
I know. So at the end of it, they finally got one of the – well, they have both of them down. But they have the one guy down. He just won't settle down. Here he comes, fucking old Armo Nose comes strolling in. Hey, bro, be cool, bro. The guy's like on top of the guy, and Sam's like, bro, be cool, bro. And then he just walks away. Cool. I just ended this whole 9-minute fight.
In the mix. Ripley is in the mix.
Nowhere to be seen for 6 minutes. And then
Duke. Because I was in the front talking. I look back. I see some skirmish. And who's the white guy that's in every black movie? Like Gary something? What's his name?
He's called the director.
No.
He's called the director.
He's called the quarterback.
yeah.
Aaron, what's the guy he's in? Gary something? Gary?
Sinise?
No, not Gary Sinise.
Oh, Coleman.
No. Shanling.
What? Shanling.
No. Anyways, his name Gary
Kubiak.
Something. He's in. It's very interesting because you're seeing guys who aren't regulars at the comedy store showing up at the comedy store, hoping to get on, like jump in the line. And I feel, but he was there, and he was in the back, and I thought everybody was joking with him, like, hey! And I look, and I'm like, oh fuck, this is real.
White guy in every black movie.
He's the white guy in every
Michael
black
Rappaport.
Gary something. Gary something.
Google Gary, white guy in every black movie.
You Google it.
Too lazy.
Do you want me to look?
Yeah, that's what you do.
I don't think that's a real Google, though.
Yeah.
I also Gary, doubt his name's Gary.
White comic in every black movie, me. Gary.
Is it really Gary? Are you positive about the Gary thing? Okay. Well, if you're confident, you're confident. So, everybody the next day is injured from the Comedy Store in one way, shape, or form. Cops show up, arrest these two brothers, and when they arrest them, one of the brothers pops up and goes to the
Gary
cops.
Owen. Gary Owen.
Good job.
Thank you, Olosin Felucia, whatever your name is. Of course, it was a black guy. Gary Owen was there.
Cops show up and stand up one of the two brother assholes. And if you guys don't know, brothers are two males that are related.
Yes.
And have the same parents. You
now
can
their
also
vibe
have adopted
is because I met them because I had to fucking make sure they stopped doing what they were doing. I was in the mix. They had the vibe of the Beverly Hillbillies, like they were rich kids,
yes,
with fucking like redneck vibe.
Okay, I got
one
that.
Was in Cranberry. By the way, they had the. It's like they stole your pants.
Yeah,
one guy
both of
was
them
in
had white pants.
One had cranberry.
Oh.
The other one had white.
Yeah.
And who starts a fight? With white pants
out. Both of them shirtless by the end of this whole thing. And so the cops stand them up, and one of the guys goes, man, thank God you're here.
And then he's like, handcuff him and take him away. He's like, hey, you don't know who my dad is, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck who your dad is, asshole.
If you're over the age of 16, you yell, do you know who my dad is? Go fuck yourself.
100%.
Especially in a fight. You should never bring your dad up in a fight.
Over the age of 14, even.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
If you're over the age of 14.
Now, call for your mommy when you're getting your ass beat. I get that.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
Right?
But it's like, yeah, nobody at a bar should be like, I'm calling my dad.
Yeah, unbelievable. Siblings.
I hope your dad's rich.
I remember I was working at the Standard Hotel, and this fat kid comes up to me and just starts throwing attitude at everybody. And people loved working with me because I was a comic and I was so fast at just undressing shitty customers like real quick.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, "Get my car." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Get my car, man. I want my car." I go, "Well, we're bringing it up. Get my car right now." I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Do you know who I am?" I go, "No." He goes, "Do you know who my cousin is?" I go, "No." He goes, "Mark Wahlberg." I go, "Well, I know who Mark Wahlberg is. He did something with his life. Who are you, asshole?" And you see him like crouch down. I'm like, "Get your car. Get the fuck out of here." I would light people. Dude, I used to work at Crunch, and the biggest cunt was Selma Hayek.
Really?
She would come in so super cunty, and I just love to light her up.
I would, too.
She's like, she's walking, I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, Kemosabe, slow it down."
She didn't think she needed to check in.
I go, "Can I help you?" She goes, "Yeah, I'm going in to work out." I go, "Are you a member?" She goes, "Yeah." I go, "What's your name?" She's like, "Seriously?" I go, "Yeah, what is your name?" She's like, "Hayek." I go, "How do you spell that?"
I like doing that.
So she'd go to walk in, her husband would just walk. I go, "Excuse me, sir, are you going in? Do you have a membership? Are you fucking serious?" I go, "Protocol. This is what they get." And do you see the managers run up? "We're so sorry about that." I'm like, "Fuck that cunt, dude."
Yeah.
She was walking like she owned the world. She was literally the 30th hottest chick at the gym at that time. She's like, "You're not even the hot chick at the gym. You're just a pain in my ass."
Rich.
Famous. I work at a gym right now, and Robin Wright comes in all the time, but she does private lessons, and she's really nice.
The girl from House of Cards?
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Which one is she, the...
The one that's married to Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, the blonde?
Oh, her, yeah.
She's so hot.
Yeah, she's really nice. She closes down our whole gym, though, to come.
Hold on, she rents out the entire gym.
She just does a private lesson. She doesn't want to take class with anyone else.
So, but the whole gym shuts down?
Yeah, well, it's like a private exercise studio, so we fit like 30 people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not like she walks into like LA Fitness. Yeah. All right, everybody, out now.
Yeah.
Wait outside. Okay? I got to do Pilates. Yeah, that's crazy. That's, you know what I've learned? Is like, you know what money buys you? Space.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, money buys you space.
Absolutely everything. Love, respect, everything. Absolutely everything.
No, but what you're really buying, dude, is space. You're
sure,
buying
space.
Look at sports, right? When we watch the rich pro athletes, they're playing in this open space, and we're all huddled in our little seats watching them. The octagon, the NBA court, it's all space. When you're rich, what do you buy? The biggest house possible. Your wife is on one wing. You're on another wing. You're buying space. How big is your car? Because you're rich, you're buying space. It's all about space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right. Money can get
you... That was
you...
my Robin Wright theory. She just
money can get you anything. Absolutely anything. There's nothing money can't buy you.
Sometimes happiness.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not very happy, though, always.
Dude, I was talking
you
to Randolph.
You give a very unhappy person a lot of money, they'll be happier.
It's weird when you're successful and rich, and you still go to therapy. I find that weird.
Were you just saying that? I was listening to you on a podcast.
Yeah,
Bad Boys?
Yeah.
I just had deja vu. I was like, I just heard
it's weird. I just find it weird. I know so many people who still go to therapy, and they're like highly successful. I'm like, it's like, it's just weird.
It's the pressure of maintaining success and not losing your wealth. It's the fear of not losing the thing that can buy you love and happiness and a relationship with God.
This is a very
money.
New Zen you. This is so anti-red state. I like it.
Yeah, money will buy you love, happiness, and a relationship with God.
What is happening?
Who is this? Someone say this is very red state, actually.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That's super red state, right?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
This you, is the most
working for any of those things is stupid when all you need to do is have a lot of money and you can have all of that.
You can have God for a lot of money?
You can fool yourself into think that you do. You can surround yourself with a bunch of fucking pseudo-spiritual fucking yahoos that'll pump God into your ears and make you think this is working till you run out of money and then all these twats abandon you.
Okay.
Oh, where's God now?
I want to change your
fucking... Where's my happiness now that I don't have a fucking Ferrari?
I want to change your name.
They take away my tiger. They take away my friends.
I want you to take away the state and just called you Red Face Teeth. Like you're Native American.
It goes away so fast, though. Like, look, he's already not red again.
When you get angry, you look like an Asian who's drunk. That's how red you get.
I was saying last night that... I was saying that last night that it's like, it's so funny because, like, you could look like Ron Jeremy after a nine-day Coke binge and he slept in the street and be a millionaire... And famous, and it's a line of pussy.
So it's what?
I'm not complaining about that.
You are.
How? Oh. I haven't even finished my fucking sentence. How do you? Then what am I gonna? What's my complaint?
No, finish the whole time you were saying like you can only have love and like a relationship.
Not only. I said if you have a lot of money, if you have a lot of money, you can buy love. Happiness and a relationship with Jesus Christ. Ignorance is bliss. What's real? What is real? Every fucking relationship or friendship I've ever had, I thought was real. It wasn't.
It's real. It's real.
None of it's real. None of this is real. None of this is real. None of this is real.
So this is all like a simulation done by aliens. So we're playing like Grand Theft Auto. Some alien teenage.
In a weird way, yeah. In a weird way. I'm in your video games, and you guys are in my suicide note.
What is this? Pokemon Go?
Oh, God. I thought I could go 2 hours without hearing about this retarded Pokemon. I hope more people walk off of cliffs and into traffic playing this fucking game. I want Red Band to walk off of a cliff and fall hundreds and hundreds of feet. I'm in a comedy club last night with all adults. Many things we could be talking about. And it's a bunch of fucking 40-year-olds going, hey, man, did you find Kikakok? Oh, look over here. There's a cock-a-goo-goo-goo upstairs.
This episode's going to be called Poke the Bear.
Hey, there's a cock-a-doodle-doo up on the roof, everybody. Look. I'm like, there's human shit happening right now. But anyways, what I was saying was... It's funny to me that you could look like Ron Jeremy on his worst day of his life, but if you're rich and famous, gorgeous chicks line up around the block. But you could be, if you're just attractive, you could be a hot homeless chick and guys would do the same thing. Like, there's not a line around the block to fuck Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, there is.
Really?
Yeah. I guarantee you, if you said, hey, you want to fuck Oprah? There'd be a line of dudes a mile long.
But you hear a lot of guys going, damn, dude, Oprah's hot. They say it like it's a dare.
I'm telling you,
dude. You wouldn't be with her?
I saw Leslie Jones. I congratulate her on the movie premiere, and I go.
So you'd bang her?
Go get that fucking Ghostbuster dick. Someone's going to drop some dick on Leslie Jones because she's super famous. I love her. She's pretty. I love her to death. She's going to get fucking famous dick. She's going to get famous
you
dick.
You think she's pretty?
I do. I do
Since
think she's
when?
Pretty.
You guys used to...
I've always liked her. I've always liked Leslie Jones. I like Leslie Jones. There's nothing about Leslie Jones I don't like. I don't want to say mean things about her because I like her.
Your argument is... I
like Leslie Jones.
Your argument is that it's even and it's the same.
I think fame...
Women would be super attracted
dude,
to
have
a
you
hot
seen the girl,
guy.
The guys that Amy Schumer's getting? They're way out
Amy
of her
Schumer
league.
And Oprah is a different thing.
But Amy Schumer isn't like she used to be insanely hot. Like,
nah,
I remember seeing
Amy
Schumer.
Insanely hot.
No,
she was Midwest bangable.
No,
insanely
dude.
Hot?
Early Amy Schumer was, I'm not lying to you, I saw her at the Improv. I was like, holy shit. This bitch is smoking. Before she packed on the pounds, Amy Schumer was fucking hot.
He jacks off to her and Leslie Jones. Let him have it.
I would do it.
I mean, that's an opinion, right?
Multi-millionaire threesome with them? Just a fucking...
We're arguing opinion here. So, you know, if you think she's smoking hot, then that's your opinion. I would not...
Amy Schumer.
I would say she was, like, hot.
Google young Amy Schumer.
I saw her on the first season of Last Comic Standing, and I didn't think she was great.
Well, you're caddy. Before that? You're caddy.
I like her.
Yeah, but all you cunts just stab each other in the back anyway.
Not me.
Yeah, okay.
They're all the same. So your argument is that, yes, hot chicks would line up to bang a hot homeless guy, and guys would love to bang rich, successful, hideous women.
Mickey Gall's calling in 4 minutes.
Which I'm excited about.
Oh, she did used to be a lot skinnier, though.
Right?
Oh, yeah. All of you
but
guys
did. But she's always
did.
Had that pig.
Everybody except for you were a lot skinnier when they were younger.
She still has that pig nose, though.
Let me see that. I mean, 100. Look, I would have banged her back then. I'd bang her now. I wish Ari was on this conversation.
He would be destroying her.
I wish.
Young Amy Schumer was hot. Young Amy Schumer.
Let me see.
That's not a good one.
Last Comic Standing, young Amy Schumer.
I mean, I remember seeing her at the Improv years ago and being
Aaron, right now everybody's complaining that the video and the audio don't match.
They want our mouths to match up.
Yeah, dude.
Well, turn off the video.
She's like Midwest cute bangable. Smoking hot is
she's
like,
not Midwest. She's upstate. She's New York.
But I'm saying she has the body of the hot chick from Minnesota University that you'd be like, yeah.
This is her current tour photo. She does not look that good.
Yeah, of course. Who does? They're still using that fucking magician picture of mine. I show up. I'm like, who's that guy from 12 years
and
ago?
And they got pigeons coming out of your sleeves and shit. UFC 200.
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't even...
Well, wait till Mickey calls in.
Well, I mean, we can start talking about it if he's going to be calling any second.
Overall thoughts. Was it... Let's just do fight weekend. The whole fight week was great,
I'm sad it's over.
I am too.
What do you guys think about Alvarez Dos Anjos?
I watched the highlights of it. It was very short.
Yeah, it's very short. I can't believe he destroyed him that quickly.
Well, have you heard this whole thing that someone sent me this weird graphic and I didn't even understand, but someone had to explain it to me. Mm-hmm. It's basically shown like percentage of wins or champions before testing versus after testing.
Yeah, Brendan Schaub always talks about that.
And how like all these Brazilians have completely fallen off after testing, which is my whole thing about Johnny Hendricks. It's just like... He was great before the stringent testing. He is literally like a completely different guy right now.
He didn't make weight again either. He just doesn't even try.
I think
yeah, I mean, to say he doesn't. Oh, you mean try to make weight? Yeah.
Do we got a call? Turn off your radio. You're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Who is this?
This is Tony from San Francisco.
Tony from San Francisco. You got a couple seconds. What's up?
I just got a question. Do you guys think the never-ending carousel of the belt in the women's bantamweight division is a bad thing for the division?
Yeah.
Good question.
I personally don't.
I don't either.
I don't. I think it makes it interesting matchups. I think we went through Ronda Rousey having it for like 4 or 5 years. And I don't care. I mean, I'm sad Miesha Tate lost. I really liked her. I hope they trim a little off the bottom of that nose since it's broken. Just trim a little off so she's even hotter.
I can't believe she lost.
My favorite thing is this. My favorite thing is this, how everyone's like so blown away that a female athlete is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Like it's a, like, most, oh my God, this is so amazing.
Are, like all the, most of the girl UFC fighters are lesbians.
And most female, I hate to say not all, but let's admit there's
of
a large.
They are.
There's
yeah.
not, what?
Well, I'm saying, of course they are.
Right.
I mean, look at the WNBA. Look at the Women's Olympics. I mean, it's just like a natural thing that they
flock
to.
Soccer seems like the one sport that is heavy female.
Tennis.
I don't know why. Maybe they're hiding their carpet-munching ways, but I just don't see it as much in soccer.
Ice skating,
yeah.
A lot of the winter sports are
where you're
fucking...
allowed to be feminine, they tend to be chicks.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and also it's like for the fighters, these females... I think a lot of them are lesbians because I think a lot of the straight women that can take a punch know not to leave that relationship.
Just throwing that out.
My whole theory is this. They're like, it's a great moment in gay sports history. No, you know what would have been a great moment? If Brock Lesnar at the end of his fucking thing goes, you know what? I'm going to go home, drink a Coors Light, get my dick sucked by Bruce Buffer. Dude. And he just grabbed Buffer and made him suck his dick right in the middle of the octagon. Well, that would have been a great moment in gay sports right there. If big Brock Lesnar came out as totally Momo, and he was just like, everybody's sucking my dick. He grabbed Dana White's head. Rogan would choke him out.
Cut to like household. Every household like around like, all these like 14-year-olds look at the little 10-year-old brother and just like, yeah! Make them all start sucking their dick, all these little kids. Hey, if Brock can do it, I can do it.
Why kids?
The views expressed by Jason Tebow on pedophilia was Jason F.
What I'm saying is that kids do everything he says.
So you're saying kids sucking kids' dicks?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant adults taking kids and sucking their dicks.
There's a lot of kids sucking.
That's so gross.
I was mad. I don't condone that. That's what we're saying. You're disgusting.
No, I'm talking about
making your little brother suck your dick is not cool, Jason.
Making Michael Buffer suck a giant's dick is equally as not cool.
At least you're
not
related.
Michael Buffer would like that.
I mean, I'm sure
I hear he's into that and probably would love it.
I'm sure the 14-year-old brother would like
that. Go. We got a phone call.
I don't know if this is Mickey or not.
Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Who is this?
What's up, Sam? It's Mickey.
Hey! Mickey! Gail! Is it Gail? Gall?
Gall.
This is $1,000.
I just lost a fucking $1,000.
Jeez.
Hey, dude, thanks for calling in. Super excited about everything going on with you. I haven't been able to talk to you for a while, so thanks for calling in. UFC 200, thoughts, man. What's your thoughts on the whole fight week, and then we'll get into UFC 200.
Where does someone like you watch the fights? Do you just watch them at home, or do you get together with a bunch of fucking other tough guys?
I watch them. I mostly watch them at home, man. It's rough watching it with people who don't, like, fight, or at least know the sport well.
I know.
They're just like, bro, fucking elbow him in the head. If it was me, I'd just elbow. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yep.
You know? But, yeah, I really enjoyed 200. I thought, it sucked that Jones, that he didn't fight. That kind of put a damper on the whole weekend.
It did, man.
But I really thought it came through. I was really impressed with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, a lot of people don't talk about that. Like, how insane it is to be out of a sport and then fight a top 10 guy and just be able to dominate a former K-1 kickboxing champion and be able to just to dominate him that way.
Yeah, Mark Hunt's a monster, and he came in and fought his fight. When Lesnar fights that Brock Lesnar fight where he takes you down and just slams those big meat fists in your head, like you're gonna get fucked up. Like that's like him fighting his fight. I think he's probably the best at it in the world. He has great control, great pressure, and he just pounds people.
Do you want to see him fight? This is my theory about fighting, and you see it in boxing a lot. Boxing is okay with like having maybe boxers a little past their prime or who aren't elite level boxers fighting other elite level other guys, not necessarily for the belt, but just for the spectacle of watching these guys who you love fight. It seems to be in the UFC that unless you have a chance to fight for a title, you either get casted away. Like, I don't think Brock is ever going to be able to fight for a heavyweight championship. Maybe he can. Maybe I'm wrong. But I would still like to see him fight guys that are like who he just fought. What's his name?
Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt. Where it's not necessarily for a title and maybe not necessarily. Maybe it's like a real like handicap match where Brock is really much better than the other guy. But I'd like to see those fights more. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'd love to see Brock fight again. There's a lot of questions. I'll be honest. I thought Hunt was going to, catch him with something, and that was going to be it for Lesnar. But he,
so
after years off, Hunt's been active. What he had, like 5 years off or something? And he came in and he looked great. I thought he looked better than he looked when he was fighting, think about the people he lost to. He lost to Frank Mir, Cain Velasquez, and Alistair Overeem. You know what I mean? Like,
and a juiced-up Alistair Overeem.
Alistair
Overeem, a juiced up, like
Uberim,
right? 100%, like with the big when they have the little like 8-ball cocaine nipples, the super white ones. Well,
he kicked them right in his diverticulitis.
Yeah,
he sure did.
And it's just, yeah, he got half of his asshole carved out, too. I mean, like, dude, the guy's fighting elite-level fighters with half of his asshole missing. I mean, like, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, he's a beast, man. I hope he, I hope, like, people are asking if he'll fight again, and I really hope so. I hope, like, I'd love to see him fight. He's really, that dude's a specimen, man. I wish I was his size.
Now, let me ask, what was your favorite fight of the week? Was it the Brock Lesnar fight? Because there were great fights throughout the three cards. We were just talking earlier about Alvarez versus Dos Anjos. I thought that was an awesome fight. Yeah. Joanna Champion, her fight was really good.
She's always so fun to watch.
I love to watch her fight. I know they're stick people, you know, stick figure, but her striking is so pinpoint. It's really fun to watch. What was your favorite fight, Mickey?
Now I think about it, it's Jim Miller's fight. Because, you know, he's a teammate of mine.
That's your boy, yeah.
And when he got that first round win, it was great. It was a great way to start off the card for me, put me in a great mood. But then, yeah, I think I was most impressed with Brock. That whole weekend, there's so many, too.
What about Aldo and Edgar?
You know who else had a great one? Gilbert Burns hit a nasty armbar. He has a great ground game. I don't know if you guys are familiar. It was in the...
What fight card was he on?
He was on the Dos Anjos and Alvarez.
Okay, the fight pass.
Yes, he's on fight pass.
What was your opinion of championship fights being on the fight pass?
That was my first time live streaming a fight on it, and I could not stand all the promotion. Like, each fight had 15 minutes of promotion.
Up front, right?
Yeah.
It was really
weird.
It
took like 3 hours
And you can't jump to the other fights.
No.
Like, you have to go through this, like...
I hated it.
Like a rock. You know, some weird truck commercial.
Since I had money, I sat there for 3 hours watching.
Yeah. That was a crazy fight. It was like Alvarez had Dos Anjos' style, but better, and really pressed him.
He really annihilated
him. Yeah.
He did what he does.
Eddie's tough, man. Eddie's a real tough guy. He's been around forever. Really game bred. He's been through it. And, it's nice to see a guy like that get a belt.
You know, it's interesting. Mickey and I were talking a little bit this weekend about the card after it happened. And if you take away one punch, Sam, and Fight Nanny, take away one, and it wasn't a 5-round butt kicking. You take away one first round punch, and nobody right now would argue Aldo is the best pound for pound fighter that there is.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. One quick flash knockout.
Yes.
No one even argues it.
Right.
And all we've heard for a long time is everyone just kind of been sleeping on Aldo. And all we've been here for a long time is like, man, this is Frankie Edgar's time in the shine, man. It's his time in the limelight. Like, he's the next one. And what Jose Aldo did to him methodically, how his face looked, Edgar's face looked after that fight, and how Aldo looked like he kind of just went for a jog.
Yeah,
I was mad impressed with Aldo's showing in that fight.
Yeah, he was great.
Absolutely. He showed that he is that champion, and not, for lack of a better word, that it was a fluke against McGregor. He came in hot against McGregger, came out,
his emotions got the most of him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I do think McGregor got in his head, and that also fed the McGregor hype train so much.
Yeah.
That's why when he fought Nate, I just like most people, like, oh, he's gonna beat Nate. But when you think about it, it was really a bad matchup. Because Nate, how often do you see Nate get hurt? Like, that dude's so tough.
Yeah.
I know he'll probably call on the show later or something. But,
yeah. We're working on it. Fight Nanny's here, so we're going to try to make it happen.
Yeah. I was bummed, man. Frankie's a Jersey guy and a great guy, a guy I look up to.
I love him.
He drops down to 135 and fights Cruz for the belt.
Now, do you think
he can make that weight.
Do you think that's his – because we had talked about that also. Do you think that is his way to go? Do you think he's going to sit at 145 and be like – I probably can't beat McGregor or Aldo.
Let me go 135. I think he's got a chance against McGregor. It's all weird matchups. You remember back in the day that weird triangle that was Rampage, and Chuck Liddell, where like one guy could beat one guy but couldn't beat the other guy?
That's what I like about the bantamweight and women's right now. It's finally parity.
That's totally true. But the thing is, though, there's nothing – since he lost this fight, there's really nothing for him at 45. we got McGregor still fighting Diaz. That could get locked up in a trilogy if McGregor wins.
Ugh.
And then he has to fight Aldo. So Frankie would be, who's he going to fight? Max Holloway? And then
for what?
That, you know, and then wait around. I think he should go down 35 and he can fight for a strap right there.
I agree. I would like to see that. And he can make 135, couldn't he?
And that makes it a pay-per-view fight. I think it's a pay-per-view fight.
Absolutely a pay-per-view fight at 135.
That'd be the biggest test for Cruz, too. You saw what Frankie did. You know, Frankie did to Uriah, and then Uriah was just challenging Cruz.
I don't see.
You know, I beat Cruz in the past.
Yeah, and Edgar going down to 135 really excites that whole division to me.
Yeah, there's a
heck
lot.
Yeah.
Of
and
people.
then you have Dillashaw fighting Uriah, and that's nice. You know, they be friends turn enemies.
Yeah.
And then if Dillashaw beats him, then Dillashaw gets another shot. Everyone, he deserves another shot. It was a very close fight.
That was a close fight, dude.
They are really
go either way.
They're frenemies with benefits.
No, they don't like each other at all.
Right.
Because he left.
Yeah,
that
the benefit
sport,
is if they get
camp.
To fight.
Yeah, that is the cool thing about this sport, where if you have a problem with somebody, you can pretty much solve it. So did you hear about the Cowboy Cerrone? And I want to ask you about this. Cowboy Cerrone said that, you know, that Cormier fought like a homo. That was it. We won't say the word. I guess homo is better than the actual word.
He said fag.
Yeah, okay. And then afterwards... Within literally like 5 minutes, he was apologizing for it.
I like how we can call my mother Mama Faggot, but when it comes to fucking, when it comes
to
fucking
Cormier,
I'm gonna tell you why I say that
because we're on with Mickey, and I don't want Mickey's shit to get fucked up. So for us talking to each other, I'm fine with it. But he's got his own thing, and I don't want to fucking put him in that place. So that's why. So when I guess I show a little respect.
Okay.
And when they're off, we can fucking scorch the earth. That's why I do it.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's just a quote, though. We're just quoting.
Okay.
Cerrone.
Well, if Fight Nanny says
well, I said the N-word on here once, so I'm
well,
not saying
that
any
got
more
my
bad
dick hard. That's neither here nor there. Okay.
Sam, rubber teeth again. Get the back
can
ones,
I
though.
Do that real
Get the
quick?
Real back no, ones.
Just,
jam your whole fucking finger down his throat.
I just love the teeth. I'm a teeth guy.
Now, what is it that you like
you
to do
that
to
that
teeth?
In bed?
I just like to touch them.
No, that's not what you say.
No, that's what I do.
No,
that's
what not... is it? I want to know.
No, it's just weird. We're talking to
you. You come on teeth?
It rhymes with cum.
Stop.
Okay.
I said it rhymes
I
with
like
cum.
I like the hum.
It rhymes exactly with cum.
I got two more questions for the Cormier fight, Mickey. Booing him. Thoughts on that? Because I understand why they're booing. Because they want to see those two guys mix it up. But I understand why Cormier does it. Because you're in with Anderson Silva, who is like the greatest striker of all time. One punch from that guy. You saw when he caught that one kick. That hurt.
I thought that
Cormier.
Broke a rib. I thought he got
he's
a
like,
rib broken.
Oh, and you're like, now you know why. He's
if there was
the
another down. Round, I'm not so sure Cormier was going to stand up at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was. He, what about fighting?
What do you think about that? What is your take on that, Mickey?
I understand the booing real quick, in a weird way, because you pay so much for those tickets. You want to see action, but I understand why Cormier takes him down because you're there to win, and this is. A weird thing that we've seen in the UFC where the
well,
UFC...
a lot of people used to... That's what GSP started to get a lot of guff for towards the end before he retired, which was he fought so safe that his fights weren't entertaining.
Yeah, the UFC... Well, the UFC always does these weird fights where they hook their champions up with a fill-in. And the fill-ins we've seen, whether it's Holly Holmes or Nick Diaz, has kind of upset the guy. If I'm Cormier, I'm like, I don't want this to fucking happen. I get this fight in 2 weeks' notice.
Cormier, I mean, everyone's booing, and, you know, Cormier, he fought safe, and everyone recognized that, and he, you know, that's why everyone's booing. I get why everyone's booing. It sucks that everyone's booing Daniel Cormier, who's, like, an Olympian. He's, like, a great role model, you know, good guy type dude. And, man, people boo him. When they're at the press conference with him and Jones, everyone's loving Jones to boo him. He gets a hard time. But, he fought safe. He fought the smart fight. Against Anderson, you take him down. If it had been more like his fight with Anthony Rumble, where he had him in the turtle and was dropping shots on him, he just stayed in half guard and pounded him. He did the smart, safe thing to get a win. It wasn't fireworks, obviously. You know, I guess you could call that the most boring fight on the card. But you know, I get his move and I get where the fans were coming from. It's tough, you know.
That's a trap fight.
It is a trap fight, but there also is a thing of a fan who paid all this money for this thing, and you want to see this guy fight like a champ a little bit. I'm taking the other angle here.
Remember before there was a 24-second shot clock?
Yeah.
And some team would go up like 10-4, and then they would just pass the ball for 9 straight minutes.
They called that the ice box.
That's what it feels like. That's what that felt like a little bit. And it's like, come on, man. I paid $800 for this ticket for UFC 200. I'm drinking your Kool-Aid, and now I got to watch this guy just tackle this guy and safely lay on top of a guy who didn't even have a camp. Let's stand up and bang a little bit.
I could see it against anybody but Anderson Silva, who is the guy who, like, when we first met him, went 13 for 13 on Chris Lieben and knocked him the fuck out. I know that's young Anderson Silva, but
anybody has a puncher's chance.
No, but
anybody in there at that level.
This is the puncher. This is the strike guy.
At 42.
41, and he's still Anderson Silva. I mean, like, I'm sorry. I thought he beat Bisping. I thought Bisping was knocked out.
What's his last 4 fights in 6 years?
He's lost took since 2 years off. 2013.
Yeah, but the Bisping fight, Bisping was knocked out,
yeah.
And he got saved by the bell.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I'm just saying to say that this is Anderson Silva is like saying the Wizards' Michael Jordan is still Michael Jordan.
It is still Michael Jordan, and he did average 20 points a game.
Which one would you rather D up, 1992 Michael Jordan or fucking 18 minutes a game, 42-year-old Michael Jordan?
This is why you were so mad. I said, I hope he takes a beating. You're very defensive over him.
I love Anderson
Silva. I love Anderson Silva, too. I think he's one of the greatest ever. I just think.
I got 2 more questions for you. Mickey, yellow octagon mat. What do we think?
I loved it.
No, you're the only person I've heard that loved
it. I've heard everybody loving it.
What?
One.
I like it.
I like
what?
It, too.
I liked it. I like the change.
I have not heard one positive thing. Yeah,
everybody I've talked to liked it.
Really?
Everybody I talked to liked it.
Can we get some names?
Yeah. I mean, if you want me to sit here and name a bunch of names that nobody on this
Mama
podcast
faggot?
Knows. Hey, Mickey Gall's on the air. Let's not use the F word about my mom. Here's what I like about it. One, when they're introing people, the lights on it look way cooler than white. Two, all of the UFCs, and I work in, you know, a sports production TV show.
Name dropper.
All of the, never said a name. All
career
of the,
dropper.
All of the, don't have a career. All of the graphics that they use are white, including what round it is. They just put a white little box. On a white background octagon, you can't read what the graphics are. You can't see what, you have to look really close to see what round it is. With the yellow background, those 5 rounds where it's white, black.
Did you know Dana White said
tell.
That was gold? That was supposed to be gold.
I could see it being gold.
Dana White said it was all gold. Everything.
It was horrible.
I liked it.
It's like when you see it. You ever see a Maserati or a Ferrari in yellow, black cheese yellow?
Yeah,
I'm like,
horrible.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You ruined that car.
You guys just are anti-yellow, apparently.
Okay, so you liked it, Mickey.
Yellow.
You thought it was good.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I liked it. It was a nice little change. You know, we're all used to seeing the same, you know, gray white canvas. So
I thought the sponsors popped better on the gold than on the white.
And you're concerned about that?
I know, sure as fuck they are.
All right,
as a customer to them, I actually read the sponsors. Because it caught my eye better than on white. I would imagine that's something they would like to know.
I respect that. Mickey, real quick. 200's over, the sale, a new era in the UFC. Looking back, what's your Mount Rushmore of MMA fighters? And you can go in the Pride, you can go to everybody. Who's the top 4 in your opinion?
Man, that's a great question. You guys always talk about this, too. I should have had a better answer prepared. I always think about it when you guys talk about it. I guess I go with...
Do you want time?
Anderson.
I'll give you mine, and you think about it.
Oh, yeah, you go first.
Okay, and we'll debate it. I think Anderson Silva for sure.
Yep.
I think GSP for sure.
Yep.
Now you start getting into arguments here. I think...
Fedor.
Fedor's in the discussion. John Jones... Is he still on there with this thing going on?
Nope.
Dude, Ronda Rousey, there's a discussion.
Nope.
Somebody who doesn't get enough respect for how amazing his run was because it happened in Japan, but Wanderlei Silva's in there. Royce Gracie's in there.
Sure.
There's a discussion for any of those 4 people that has anybody taken on a lineup of murderers more than John Jones.
Yeah, but you go like, it's tainted. I mean, has anybody hit more home runs than Barry Bonds? You go,
Jones is a tough sell now.
It really is.
I think he's the most talented guy, but...
Has anybody won more Tour de France's than fucking...
Well done.
You start going... I mean, did you really do all that?
It's the estrogen thing that they were talking about in Rogan's podcast,
yeah.
It's not the supplements. Right. It's a cover up of
could be some bigger.
Could
be roids. So
what's your four, Jason?
I mean, for me, just because I thought he fought, and it's a weird one. I know a lot of people won't put him in him, but man, just the way he went to war every single time in his heyday, BJ Penn, I absolutely loved.
You've always loved him.
I've always loved BJ Penn. I got to go Fedor. I got to go GSP. It's hard to not get a fucking Gracie in there. I mean, they really changed the whole sport. I mean, it really is, you know, I'd probably throw the Gracie family, just like the name Gracie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As a whole.
And then I'd probably say Mickey Gall.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Anderson Silva is not on your...
No, Anderson Silva.
Did you say it the first one?
Yeah.
You guys don't like the little ones that are talented, like Cruz and Mighty Mouse.
It's hard to say.
Of the greatest of all time.
But their records are so good.
Yeah, but to me, it's like you're talking about a lot, and that's my problem with Ronda Rousey being on this thing. It's like somebody who's like LeBron James. It's like putting LeBron James in the NBA when there was 8 teams. You're like... She really had no competition, and then now that there's a little bit of parity in her division, she can't get a W.
Well, she hasn't fought since her loss.
You'll see. People have got her figured out now.
Was this psychic team?
I think people have her figured out now.
Okay.
I think there's a lot more fucking people in that division that's going to make her fucking...
So your argument, you're saying it's Anderson Silva, GSP, Fedor, and BJ Penn. That's your four?
Well,
or is the Gracie's?
No, it's my fourth. My two honorable mentions are BJ Penn and Gracie family.
Okay.
Family all together.
But the fourth.
Fourth is Mickey Gall.
Okay, so it goes Mickey Gall.
Mickey Gall.
Mickey Gall.
Man, I love you, Keith.
Anderson Silva.
Anderson Silva and
Fedor.
And Fedor. So
and
that's
Mickey Gall.
The four.
Yep.
Yes. Nice. Who's your final four? And you can include yourself if you want.
I also gotta say the on the bubble kind of guys, like we'll see how their career ends with McGregor and Ronda.
My four are I'm going
similar to you guys, GSP.
Yep.
I'm going Fedor.
Yep.
I'm going Anderson.
Yep.
And then the one guy I have different from you guys is Chuck Liddell.
Oh, I forgot about Liddell. That's a great one. Liddell's
that is a
great
for
one.
Me, yeah. And for
he
the kind, growth knows, of the
you know,
sport.
He transcended similarly to like the way Ronda did and like, you know, was out in brought more attention to the sport.
Sure did.
A lot of people always say that.
And Mickey Gall, of course.
And Mickey Gall. Mickey Gall's a little side on the extra part of the mountain that they added.
He's a parrot on the shoulder of one of the fucking presidents.
You know, it's a good point because everybody says Ronda Rousey is like the Enzo Gracie, where like, you know, early on he was going through everybody. But there's an argument that she could be the Ronda Rousey because Chuck Liddell was very one-dimensional. I know he was a former wrestler, but he never used it. He was like a throw bombs kind of.
He was almost like what Dan Henderson is now. Circle, 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 and just wait to hit that bomb.
Yeah, are you excited about him fighting Bisping?
Very excited. What do you think
I
about
love that?
Yeah, me too. I would love That's Dan great. Henderson to finally get that. A belt. I'd love Henderson to finally get a belt and just retire.
Do you think the UFC is going to recognize the Pride fights? In their Hall of Fame?
I mean, now that they own Pride, I would think eventually maybe they'll...
That's my big problem with the UFC calling it the UFC Hall of Fame, is because Pride was so big. It was such...
Well, didn't they just add Don Fry to that? Or
they
something?
Did.
Did Don Fry ever fight UFC?
Don Fry?
He was mostly Pride.
He was mostly Pride, but I thought he got some early UFC ones, like in the early ones.
Mickey, thoughts on the sale? $4 billion... And when you look at someone like a Brock Lesnar getting $5,000 from Reebok, now people can go, "Well, he
got $2.5 million."
Yeah, but those don't have anything to do with each other.
Sure, but if you give me $2.5 million, I'm pretty quick to overlook that you charge me $20 to park.
or whatever it is, you know.
But I think
it's more the
it's
guy.
Be that, interesting to see what happens with this new ownership if they have a different mindset compared to the old ownership.
I think it's more affecting towards a guy like Mickey or any one of these guys that have one or two fights under their belt in the UFC where you're like, hey man, you're gonna make $15,000-$20,000 for this fight and $5,000 from Reebok, and you cannot have a $50,000 advertising on your own.
I think it's bullshit.
Don Fry was never in the UFC.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so Don
Fry.
Cool.
Don Fry never fought in the UFC. So yeah, then it looks like they're starting to recognize.
Oh, that's
some of
those great.
And
they should.
I agree.
They should because that's a huge. They should get that chick announcer from Pride. Yeah.
The best thing about those really old Pride fights is like some of those. If you listen to like the fucking person going nuts, it sounds like how the soccer announcers are that I love so much.
She was
where
great.
They just go nuts.
Yeah, she was great. Mickey, thoughts on the sale?
I'm not sure what the implications are.
Neither am I.
You know, so it's kind of a wait and see thing. I'm glad that they kept Dana White as the president.
Me too.
That's big. I think he's the reason why the sport, a big reason why the sport.
And
is
the matchmakers also staying.
Yeah. I hope they keep most of the staff. I mean, there's a reason why that $2 million turned into $4 billion.
That is
the most amazing, and it wasn't even that long ago. I think, God, I know millionaires. I could have, with my will, got together $3 million to buy that motherfucker.
Had you known?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I hope I'm very interested to see what they plan on doing and where this is going to go. But I'm definitely, optimistic.
Do you think there will ever be a union? I think you guys need a union so badly.
We also need someone to invest in my new million-dollar idea.
What?
Which is, it's a playpen for children to fight in called Playground and Pound. And you just fill this fucking playpen full of babies, and then last baby lives, walks out of there alive. It's hard to knock teeth out. It's hard to knock teeth out of somebody that doesn't have teeth yet. You know what I'm saying? So this gets some real serious fighting.
I think Baby Wars definitely fucking good. So we'll see, Mickey. So when's your fight? When are you fighting?
I'm fighting September 10th, UFC 203 in Cleveland.
Mickey, you're a young man. How old are you, Mickey?
24.
So I don't know if you remember, you were really young during the early days of the UFC when they actually showed all the porn stars in the crowd. Do you miss those outlaw days? I mean, you're missing out. It's so corporate now. It's just like, what happened to the,
I miss
DP and the ring girls after the fights?
That was too... I don't miss those days because it wasn't respected as a sport. It was too circus-ish. I do have a fear that it's going to go the way the NFL has gone, the no fun league.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about that. I hope I don't find myself as a diehard fan of this sport, which I love very much. I hope I don't find myself going, God, man, I miss the days of like 2012. I miss when it was just a sport and it wasn't, because I do have a fear of this, like, here's why I think everybody, and tell me what you think about this, Mickey, why so many people were like, it was an underwhelming card. Understand, it's 200. There's a lot of hype for it. But what happens is all of the people, like the three of us and like Mickey who are and Ari and everybody who's real fans of the sport, I thought a lot of the fights were competitive and fun to watch. But what happens is they get the Lesnars and the fucking McGregors, and they want to throw all these people that your girlfriends know, and your sister, and the Justin Martindales, and all the people like, oh, I want to pop in and just watch this Brock Lesnar guy fight.
He didn't get knocked out,
and there's no knockouts, so this sucks. I don't think it's the diehard fans that are saying this sucked.
I have a couple things to say about that. The two people you listed, I just personally don't find them as a great examples of what you're talking about, only in the sense that McGregor's awesome. His shit-talking is classic boxing.
Sure.
I want more that personality. It goes against the no fun. The reason I think that UFC can't go the way of the NFL is because drama sells fights. I think they'll go more the way of TMZ, which is do something crazy. Everybody talks about you. They buy all your shit. But you know, for people like Mickey, you want the Justin Martindales. You want the chicks to
watch. Oh, absolutely.
Because the more people that watch, the more money these guys are going to
make. But
these
are the same people sitting in a bar, at the Comedy Store bar going, why doesn't he just choke him with his bare hands? Why doesn't he just spin him around and knee him in the face? I'd be kneeing him in the face. I'm like, dude, you don't understand the sweet science of
this. That's why you get it at home and you invite certain people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just
don't
saying.
Don't annoy you.
But those people don't watch 201. None of those people are going to watch 201.
That's just the way. It's like the Super Bowl. How many people watch the Super Bowl?
That's what I'm saying. And then they're like, oh, it all sucked except for the commercial. The Super Bowl was boring.
These
it was a close game.
Can't get paid enough, in my opinion.
That's what I mean. They need that super duper duper money.
And they need to DP these ring girls. You remember back in the old day, dude? Dude, you remember the old blonde?
There's I actually never saw a ring girl get double penetrated.
No, dude. Remember when it was
did I miss
Ariane?
Double penetration in the UFC?
Ariane, what's her name, the ring girl? Remember it was her and a blonde?
Yes.
It was just those two?
Yeah.
And the blonde suddenly disappeared?
I don't remember that, but I'm sure she did.
You know what was going on?
I didn't miss her, if that's what you mean.
You know what was going on?
Apparently double penetration.
She was fucking all the fighters. And I don't blame them. If you're a 20-year-old chick and all these jack dudes are coming up,
I'd be all over it.
Right? It's just it's like me being towel boy at a Victoria's Secrets fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Just towels for everybody. Yeah. No towels for you.
Dude,
you
remember
know?
When I was working at that that fantasy football show at Playboy Channel like a couple years back? There's chicks, you know, and I'm just like the stat guy and like chiming in with zingers. There's naked chicks every hot naked chicks everywhere. You're just like,
oh, yeah. Speaking of fantasy football, I'm in the league this year.
That's what I heard, buddy.
Oh shit!
I heard that.
Discuss that. Are you in the league now? Here's the thing.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Are you a big football guy, Mickey?
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan. I watch almost all the Giants games. My dad actually tried out for them. I've been a football fan my whole life.
Oh, so you come from stock. Was your mom at all athletic?
Yeah, she's a track girl.
See, that's the whole thing. If you want to have athletic kids, you got to hook up with athletic women.
Yeah.
Or really,
yeah, no,
really fat
black
chicks.
I want to put a baby in Serena Williams real bad.
My friend was at a party with her, and they were all doing coke, and she was doing blow, and she was crying.
What?
Because she said she couldn't get any dick. Dude.
I'm about to end this show forever.
Mickey, you got to go drop dick on Serena Williams, dude. Your kids.
Yeah, I want a super baby.
You'll just have Blake Griffin kids. That's all you have. Just giant Blake Griffin kids.
Don't come on her, though.
First rounder.
Why?
She hits it right back at you, man. 100 times faster than you sent it at her. It's the last thing you want. You serve her some cum.
Mickey
that
ain't pulling out on Serena Williams, even if she's telling him to. It's like, nah, sorry. This is for humanity.
I'm not pulling out anybody. I'm not pulling out any of you trollops.
Trollops?
What does that mean?
like a little bridge troll, like a little gargoyle, like a little fuck dumpster. Hey, Mickey, I got a question for you. You have any update on some of the nicknames people have been sending you? I know you were you're trying to come up with a new fucking UFC nickname. Now, I did like the one Mickey, Teeb's new best friend, not Sam Gall.
That's a good one.
Rolls
I
off
that
the tongue.
That was the front runner.
I don't like that at all.
What? Oh, is that the front runner?
People want you to give one, Sam. People are mad that Sam hasn't given one.
Okay, I'm going to have to think about this because I take this stuff very personal.
Wrecking Gall was one.
Wrecking
that you
Gall is great.
I like that one.
Yeah. Let me come up with something
and that's
cool.
That's my favorite Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah. You should walk out to that, dude. That would be so great. That'd be so great. We should pick his music, too.
I think happy birthday to you. And then just confuse the fuck out of everybody. Because, like, is it his birthday? Is it my birthday? No one knows whose birthday it is. And hear me out on this. You got a birthday cake with, like, 25 candles on it. And you're just walking up. And you kind of fake hand it to different people. And then right when you get in the ring, suck it, Herb Dean. Right in his face with a birthday cake.
I like that. There's a lot to work with, dude.
Hey, who's your favorite?
Birthday,
yeah, there's a lot to work. Like, yeah, and he's got a candle. Hot, not you.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite like
porn
rap?
Star?
Like
porn
a rap?
Star.
Like you're like,
porn
hey man,
star?
I would hope
porn star.
Do you have a favorite porn star?
No, I bounce around. I don't have a favorite.
I like that.
I'm not
the best ones.
Like you.
The best ones are the ones you don't know their name. You see the look in their face going, what the fuck have I done? That's my favorite chick.
Nothing turns me on than a look in somebody's face that says, I know what's going to happen to me.
Another bad career decision, and a tear rolls down. Okay, go on.
Do you have a, like, if you're like, hey, man, I like Dan Mergliotta versus Herb Dean versus...
Who's my favorite ref?
Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't know, man. Dan Mergliotta, Herb Dean, Big John McCarthy, you know,
How about the big bald guy?
I like all those guys, man.
The big bald
guy? I
don't
really have a favorite.
Which big bald guy?
The one that looked like bigger than Brock? That one guy that was doing Brock's fight?
Was that Mergliotta?
Yeah, Dan that guy's
Mergliotta.
Huge.
He actually ref my first amateur fight.
Oh, really? That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then in the UFC, I had Eve Levine.
Eve Levine!
Well, we're excited. I'm so excited. Are you going to actually be there for the draft, dude? Because nothing pisses me off more than people in a... There should be a rule, dude.
There should be a rule. If you can't...
They should have somewhere that software, like, if you aren't there, you go to the end of the draft.
The auto pick makes me so mad.
Go to the end of the draft.
Because I know that there's, like, this guy that's, like, third on the list, and I know I want him. And I know, let's say it's a quarterback. And I know, Sam's not going to take him because he has a quarterback. And Mickey's not going to take him because he has a quarterback. So my quarterback's going to fall to me. But because he's third and Mickey's not there, Arias has two quarterbacks. Now he has three. And I'm like, if he was here, he never would have taken that pick. And I would have gotten my guy. And it fucks everything up.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate the people that beg us to be in our draft. Fantasy League, and then they're like, I'm not going to be there for the draft.
You should take away your team if you don't draft and give it to someone else.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll be there. I'm very competitive. I take it very seriously. I'll be drafted. I'll be picking my guy.
Well, here's the bad news. Our fantasy draft is on September 10th at 9 p.m.
Ah, dude.
So,
That'd be funny if you just yell out your draft picks.
Yeah, exactly. He's got fucking CM Punk in a rear naked choke, and he's going,
I need a defense!
Larry Fitzgerald!
He's not available! Auto pick just took him! Fuck!
Did you guys see the video of the guy telling his mom to shut up?
Yeah. I like that guy. He was in the Ultimate Fighter this year. He was the, what is his name? He was a good fighter. I think that guy's going to be good, man.
That's hilarious.
Who told his mom to shut up?
He, what's his last name?
During
it starts with a G.
Ultimate
starts with a G.
Fighting.
It was on this season?
Yeah.
It was this weekend. He's kind of trying to try to wall walk or cage walk, trying to get up, and he's got to, like, whoever he's fighting has like a little bit of pressure on him, kind of throwing punches that aren't really landing. But the camera's right by his face, which is pretty much being pressed against the cage, and you hear him go, shut up, Mom! Shut up, Mom!
Oh, shit, I missed that.
So she must... It was on Bleacher Report. It's in the trending of Bleacher Reports.
The guy that was losing said that? Or the guy
he was losing.
Yeah, he was losing, but you know his mom is right in the first row. Black dude, yeah.
Black guy with mustache.
Yeah, he's probably that dude fighting Andrew Sanchez.
Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah, that was it.
That was
Khalil
Roundtree.
Yep. Roundtree.
Yeah, Roundtree.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, Google him saying,
shut up.
Google him saying, shut up to his mom. And it's like
a
little
nine-second
meme that they've made of him just, it's on repeat. Shut up, Mom. Mom, shut up. And he's just getting punched, and she's just, so he's getting it on both ends.
Sanchez
is punching him, and his mom's like, don't let him punch you. Hey, shut up, bitch. One thing at a time.
Did he lose the fight?
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Because the guy just dominated that guy.
He probably lost
pretty good.
He probably lost the fight on the ride home,
before.
Too.
I'm training with Andrew Sanchez. Tough kid.
Yeah, he's got those weird eyeballs. He's got that fucking, what are the orcs from, he looks like an orc.
Orcs.
Is that weird?
Mickey, how's training going for the fight against CM Fuckface?
It's good, man. I'm about to walk into practice in like 10 minutes. Nice. It's good, man. I had a practice earlier today.
I like how you talk about him, man. I think you're very respectful to him, and I think that's very cool. How you know, because I saw you on, obviously, everybody told us when you were on the MMA Hour, and you know, Ariwani likes to bait people into talking shit.
That's his job.
And I get it, but you were very good. You were very respectful, and I think at the end of the day, like, you know, it's very cool that he's fighting you, whether he had a say in it or not, and it helps raise your profile. No matter what happens, it raised your profile, and I think the way you handle it was very classy, man.
Well, thanks, Sam. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, he's doing me a favor, man. I appreciate that guy.
Well, dude, get ready to go to work, work out, train, stretch, bro. Make sure you stretch. And, man, come in, come back on the show anytime. And if they have you coming out to L.A. anytime soon to do any press, let us know. And we'd love to have you on the show, dude.
Yeah, I'd love to. I appreciate it, guys. I love Punch Drunk. You guys are the best.
Thank you,
I love
Mickey.
You too,
thanks
Mickey.
For calling in, dude. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Guys, that is Mickey Teeb's best friend, not Ari, not Sam, Gall.
Yeah, Mickey Gall. I like that. What do you think of Mickey Gall? Think he's cute?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just don't want to be known as the girl that thinks every fighter is cute.
No, you're allowed to. They're genetic super freaks. They walk around with their shirts off. Everybody's shredded. I want to make money so I can HGH.
That's like, I don't want to be the guy that thinks all like fucking supermodels are hot.
I just, but I like I it more than just guy. Because there's some good looking ones.
Hey, I like supermodels just because yeah. more
I like
than
the way
too.
They walk down no, the catwalk, but I'll eat all their butts.
I love
You'll
watching
eat anyone's butt.
No, I love watching these twats move around in whatever bullshit they're wearing from whatever fuck face. I like that shit, too.
I do,
I
too.
I just don't just want to spray him down.
I do, too, dude.
I want to talk to him and get to know whatever the fuck. You're right. I just want to spray him down. I mean, I can't even say it.
I love how you call it spraying down, too. I love it. I love it.
Do you like that? What is Tim Duncan retiring? Your thoughts?
Okay. I'd love to get into this one.
And that's this week's episode of Punch Drunk, everybody.
I was listening to Jason.
Let's cut it short.
I was listening to Jason Smith on Fox Sports Radio last night, trying to tell everybody that he's the fourth best player from this last 20 years. That Shaq, LeBron James, and Kobe were all better than Tim Duncan. The best he is one. At worst, he is two, in my opinion.
You could argue Shaq is more dominant.
Shaq, the only argument you really have is Shaq.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
And LeBron James is on
but
his way.
When you look at it, his consistency, when you look at his dominance, when you look at his willing to be a teammate, when you look at the fact that he never played anywhere else, when you look at the fact that he took a pay cut to help that team win championships repeatedly, never in trouble. Never teaching a woman a very valuable lesson. Never fucking getting caught with drugs.
Right.
Never getting caught with pot.
Right.
Never getting fucking...
Loves it in the ass, doesn't tell anybody.
Injured. Never
bisexual,
injured.
Which is fine. I respect
that. Never injured. Never injured. Loves it in the ass and never tells anybody. But I will tell everybody on this
He's
podcast.
He's told a lot of celebrity secrets. Serena Williams does coke, apparently.
Yep.
Someone with the last name Buffer is gay. You're saying a lot of
Oh, you know what? You're right. I told
shady
a lot of
things
people's secrets.
Today.
Apparently right. I'm the Lindsay Jennings of this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Mickey Gall should bang Serena Williams.
Gall.
Mickey Gall should bang.
It's $2,000.
It's now, my way of saying it.
I like how he's like, hey, listen, I'm not going to say the F word while he's on because I respect him. Never going to get his real name right, ever. Never in trouble, and coachable, and a coach on the court. Dude, he's hard to say not number one.
It's very hard. It's very hard.
Because who would you rather have as, if you're going to build a team around this guy, in hindsight, knowing everything, would you rather have a guy that you know is going to be a team player and take pay cuts and not be willing to fucking move the ball around and win championships?
Right.
Or are you going to have a guy that's going to win you one or two championships and bounce for fucking $50 million somewhere
Kobe else? Kobe is easily number four on that
I was
list.
Talking about Shaq right there, actually.
Well, I would go to – dude – it's a hard sell.
I would say this. As a fan, you love Kobe, you love Shaq, you love LeBron, you love fucking, what's
the
his fucking face?
The only reason this is a debate, Tebow, is
Tim
because
Duncan.
Because Duncan's game isn't flashy.
As
if he was flashy with all these statistics, it wouldn't even be close. Only reason we're having this debate is because he wasn't flashy.
He's an owner's dream.
And you know what?
He's an owner's and a coach's dream.
Look at LeBron James. He finally had his first finals moment, which was that block on Iguodala.
Yep.
That was it. If he hadn't had he didn't have a finals moment. There is an argument he would have six rings if Pop had let him, kept him in the game versus Miami, and he could have boxed out Chris Bosh for that rebound in which Bosh got cleanly and passed out to what's his face and hit the three, Ray Allen. So there's an argument that if he had actually been in the game, he could have had his sixth ring. It is even close, Kobe. Bruce Bowen has his number retired. in San Antonio solely because he used to shut down Kobe Bryant.
Right.
There's an actual argument, dude, that Kobe lost in the Detroit Pistons series.
I think that the NBA needs, I think not only the NBA, I think all sports in general in America needs more people like Tim Duncan.
100%.
Needs more athletes like that. We need more men like that. We need more role models like that because that guy is a real fucking role model. That guy still drives his fucking regular car. That guy still dresses like we dress. You know, he's just an all-around good guy that loves the sport of basketball.
Here's the thing.
Not all about him. It's about the sport. It's about the team. It's about the city that drafted him.
When he's on all fours to bang him, you have to stand up.
Yeah. Or a trampoline.
Boing, dick!
Dude, that's the...
Boing, dick!
Because that works your core, number one. And number two, it takes aim.
Takes aim.
You don't want to fucking...
You don't want to hit that because you'll break your dick.
Kink-dicked. Yeah.
You'll crank that dick.
You get all kink-dicked. I just say, dude, what a great career. Congratulations. Yeah, man. Congratulations. What a great career. What a great guy. What a great role model for sports. Really played through... In whatever, 18 years or whatever, correct?
19.
Really played through two, almost three different eras.
Dude, he was part of that old, he was the end of the Jordan era.
Well, the Bird and all of that. He was the end of that. I mean, not Bird, the
remember,
Magic.
Dude, he took on Patrick Ewing in the finals.
Yes, Patrick Ewing. He came in right when Magic Johnson had AIDS.
Yes, and some might
say when Magic Johnson's lost its magic.
Yeah.
And then played through the whole Jordan era.
Then the Kobe Shaq area.
Shaq.
And he was a big thorn in their side forever.
Dude, he was a mountain every year that you had to get over. You know, you had to go like, well, if you're in the West, you're like, we're gonna have to get
you Tim
Duncan.
And everybody can say what they want about Cleveland, and it is amazing what LeBron James did with Cleveland. But just remember, San Antonio hadn't won jack shit till Tim Duncan got there.
Yeah.
They haven't won jack shit.
Yeah.
And that is as small a market as Cleveland.
I mean, he put in the sports world, I mean, that's all they have.
Outside of Green Bay?
They don't have an NFL team.
What's a smaller market that's won? And Green Bay has been established since the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, Green Bay was an original team. A smaller market that's won? Sheesh. I mean, Pittsburgh's a bigger market.
Pittsburgh's there, but they all established many years ago. They've been winning for decades.
Seattle's a bigger market for
Seattle's
NFL.
A much bigger market.
I don't know, man. It's Indianapolis, maybe. Maybe Indianapolis with the Colts.
Yeah, but
that's about it.
That's decades of winning championships. They won championships way back in the day.
Yeah, but I mean in the 50s. But I mean as far as a modern era small market team, hard to get smaller than Indianapolis or San Antonio.
I mean, they won with what? Bart Starr? Not Bart Starr. Who's their original?
Yeah.
Bart Starr?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Unitas.
Right. They won with him. Then they won with Peyton Manning. Now they're winning with Andrew Luck. And they haven't won a championship yet, but they're winning.
They're 500 last year.
Look at
with
San
Andrew
Antonio.
Luck.
Nothing. Nothing. He came in and established this reign that they're doing right now.
Yep.
So he's amazing. And it is what it is. And
it changes. I mean, you know, it's not very often a guy retires. And it changes the entire West. The entire West changed with his retirement.
I disagree.
A little bit.
He'd been falling off.
But still, that team's not... It's a different team now without him.
Yeah, it is different. It is different.
I'm saying an older player retires. Not like a fucking Steph Curry retires now. Obviously, that changes the West.
Different.
But he's not going to retire at 25 or whatever the fuck
he
is.
For sure different. Well, good podcast.
Good podcast. I'd like to say a quick congratulations to... Remember a couple years ago... Our Virgin correspondent called in and he wanted us to give us advice about...
Yes.
He just lost his virginity.
What?
A couple years it took him?
2 years.
Whoa.
2 years, and he's going to call in next week and tell us about it, but wait till you hear how adorable this message is that he sends me of why he can't call in today. I think you guys will all get a kick out of it.
Put the thing.
No, it's not a voicemail. It's just a Twitter message that he sent me.
How old is he?
I'm working on this bit about white guys need to stop watching romantic comedies because they just keep putting women on these fucking pedestals.
Yeah.
Why fucking rappers and fucking are just don't give a shit. Yeah. Just stop.
We just want to be plowed, right?
No. Well, no. This is what we want. Well, some respect, someone to buy dinner, fix some shit, and caveman fuck.
No,
that's all they want.
No,
no, that's
fast
good.
Forward, fast that's forward good. Just to the end.
No.
No.
Respect,
they want
shit. Buy dinner.
Get
who's
out
got
of
time
here.
For that shit?
This is...
Bend over and zip it!
Okay, read the message.
He goes, hey, so I first called you guys over 2 years ago and promised I would tell you when I lost my virginity. I just now lost it, but think Punch Drunk has gotten a little too big for me to call in and tell everyone about it.
No, never too big for that.
And I go, fuck you. I don't have time for these kind of messages. If you're not Bert Kreischer, you're nobody. No, I said, dude, we are not too big for that. Call in Tuesday. Congratulations. I hope it was everything you had expected. He said, I owe it to some of you guys. I owe some of it to you guys. It was really amazing, and I'm very content with what happened. And I go, see, that's what's wrong. You're using the word content to describe these untrustworthy clams.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, come on.
How he
easy.
Talks to his fans.
Oh, talk it easy.
Unbelievable.
It easy.
Raised by lesbians and hates them.
Yeah. Isn't that ironic? And I said, we can't wait to hear about it. And then he says to me this morning, hey, I might not be able to call in today. I'm in Hawaii, and the girl I lost my virginity to is leaving the island this week. She wants to explore the island and get together. I don't know if I'll be able to find space to call during the show, but I'll call next week.
Hey, dude.
I got, dude, get that.
Yeah.
Call next week, pussy before podcasts.
Yeah.
That's what I said
but
to
I would love if people called in while they were fucking.
Of course you would, but you don't want to kill this guy's game. He's had sex once. I don't think he's ready for the
dude,
fucking
these girls are all are fucking. They don't give a
she's
shit.
She's ready. We know
dude,
she's
all
ready.
They're all Skype sexing. They don't give a shit. As long as it's not audio, as long as it's not video, she'll call in while he's fucking dropping bone.
She should. She hey, should. If any of you guys want to call in during a rape.
Oh, my God.
Views expressed by Jason Tibor. That Jason Tibor.
Sam Tripoli. Sam Tripoli. Sam Tripoli. Sam Tripoli. Sam Tripoli. Sam
Tripoli. Aaron, you had something to say. You wanted to join in on this.
I want
to
call in during a rape.
No, no, I don't. I wanted to get your opinion on the All-Star uniform.
Awful.
The brown and
you hate it.
Seager? I'm from San Diego, and I'm over it.
Seeing Seager in Padre colors was disgusting.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You're fucking offensive.
Well, they'll. For the game, they'll wear their own uniforms.
Baseball just can't stop fucking itself in the ass. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but here's the thing. NBA is probably the closest sport that has an all-star weekend or game right. The NFL just can't get it right. We're going to pick teams.
The game isn't for that.
The game isn't.
The game isn't meant for that.
They shouldn't even play it.
Yeah, they should.
I'm terrified of the NFL all-star game. If somebody gets hurt... Huh. I'm so pissed.
Yeah. It's stupid. We don't need it. Just have you know where they do the awards ceremony? They should just have that during All-Star Week. Give away awards.
Dude, I'm cool with everybody winning a trip to Hawaii. Let's have a 40-yard dash contest.
Come on, Momo
Let's
Jones.
Have a who can throw a football through the fucking trash can from fucking
so much
600
Momo
yards.
Jones.
Nobody tackling. Nobody none of that.
We don't need it.
Don't need it. Baseball keeps trying to tinker with, how are we going to make anybody give a fuck about this, including home field advantage through the World Series. Yeah. Is that still the case?
It's still the case.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's stupid.
It's weird, but it's better than just alternating.
No,
randomly.
I'll tell you what
Why?
It is.
Alternating's fair.
No, I think it should go to best record.
It should go to the best record. But
dude,
yeah.
You know how you make the All-Star game better?
Then
you know how
you
make it better?
Then you can buy home
Rookies.
Field advantage.
You have it all two, three-year players who still give a shit and that stuff matters to them. And then you let the veterans off who want a break. You do all rookies who will just run through brick walls to impress everybody. That's what you make these all-star games are, all-star rookie games.
Here's the problem with the NBAs.
No, not the NBA. I'm talking baseball and maybe football.
No,
that's it.
I say football, no one tackles anybody. I say field goal kicking contest, coffin kick. It's like almost all the things in Madden, all the skill competitions in Madden. It's almost like that. The problem with the NBA All-Star Weekend is
black people.
Nope. That's my problem with America, is including all the WNBA stuff. Why? Because the NBA owns it. Now we got to pair up with a fucking.
It's
no
stupid.
Other sport does it. No other sport does it. And I'm nothing against the WNBA, but have your own All-Star Weekend.
Well, they do, and it's nobody pays attention to.
Yeah, and it is.
The truth of the matter is the female sports that people care about, and everyone can get mad at me. No, it's the games. It's the sports that piggyback on the men's sports. Wimbledon, right? Tennis. They have it all at the same
women's
time.
Women's tennis is just as exciting as men's.
Yeah, but it's because they piggyback at the same time.
Maybe more.
All right. Guys, great podcast today. I thought we killed it. I thought we were great. I wish the nanny would shut up a little bit. She talked too much during the show.
I was always told not to talk unless when spoken to.
Oh, look at you. Whoever trained you, your dad who's got that porn stash mustache gets it. Guys, great podcast next week. Brody Stevens. What did I say the podcast was going to be called today?
You didn't.
Poking the Bear.
Poking the Bear.
Yeah, Poking the Bear.
Poke the Bear.
What does that mean?
Because we were poking you and you went crazy.
Oh, okay.
He was very namaste for a little bit, too, though.
Yeah, you were. Now you are nuts!
All I was saying was, in my namaste moment, which I don't understand why you guys don't get, is you can buy love, happiness, and a relationship
love
with Jesus Christ with money.
That's been Punch Drunk Sports.